From the Cervera Newsroom in sunny Miami, welcome to the Miami Real Estate Podcast, your home for expert insight on all things Miami real estate. I'm your host, Omar DeWitt. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome back to the Miami Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Omar DeWitt, Communications Executive at Cervera Real Estate. Welcoming you back today to another installment of our How to Be a Top Producer series, where we break down the highly effective habits of some of the industry's top thought leaders, branders, marketers, and salespeople. So today we have a fun topic for you. We're going to talk about how to master your webinars and virtual communication with my guest, the very special Olivia Steele. Olivia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Omar. It's truly a pleasure.
It's our pleasure. So you and I met in Las Vegas a couple months ago for the Leading Real Estate Companies of the World conference. I loved your talk on how to be successful in webinars. And I think for our real estate audience, all realtors by now should know webinars, know Zoom, probably been on webinars. A lot of them are, you know, wanting to host their own. They want to sort of use this communication channel to drive their business, but they're wondering how to do it. And so we're so happy to have you on the show today to share your knowledge, right? Before we get started, Olivia, I wanted to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself, tell us, you know, sort of a little bit about your background, how you got to today, and what makes you the amazing girl boss that you are.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm blushing. Thank you. So it was so nice to meet you in Vegas too. And thank you for enjoying the lesson in the workshop that we did. So I started my career a long time ago working in luxury fashion. I originally started working in buying offices for luxury fashion houses in New York. I felt like a glorified accountant. So I decided to switch careers entirely and moved into the e-learning space and worked for Cornell University for about 5 years to get an understanding of how e-learning is really changing the game on everything. But what was so fascinating to me was that we were generating millions of dollars a month and we never met any student in person. So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is a magic piece of an element that so many businesses could really capitalize on. So I took what I was learning from Cornell and I founded the very first and only virtual sales certification programs in the world. And so I just successfully exited my first company about, I think it's like 8 months now. And so that was really exciting, you know, building it up to about, it was a $12 million valuation when we sold. And it was exciting and really cool to have built that over about a 6-year period. So we had a really fast ramp up and I learned a ton. But I come from a world in luxury fashion where people rely upon, these companies rely upon 50 to 70% of returning customers to stay in business. And so one day I was nominated for an award and won top 25 women in tech to watch through LPI. And I stayed in contact with them and I did some research on luxury real estate and I realized there was a really big opportunity for everything that I learned over the last decade, the company that I exited from successfully, and to bring my knowledge to this industry specifically, because the retention rate is really low and gathering new clients is challenging because you're really working to develop that relationship. So, which entered in this really new, exciting period of time where I'm working individually with brokerages. I'm working individually with individual clients to help them grasp these really awesome skills to not just cement themselves into being known for something, but making a lot of money doing it. Because, and so that's what really sets my soul on fire. And I'll leave it there because that's enough about me.
No, that was great. That was very helpful. And excited to sort of tap into your knowledge for our listeners today. So you got into the real estate side of it in terms of with your teaching, but specifically with creating webinars, how'd you get started?
I learned how to create webinars when I was first starting with Cornell University. We were reaching around 5,000 new students a month just through webinars. And we started with like no list, okay? It was a very minimal thing. And I said to myself, this is so exciting, but it's done in a way that's extremely intentional. And so taking the pieces that really worked and to generate revenue, to generate new clients, to generate loyalty, there are some key elements that really make the difference between what's going to make a webinar work and what's not going to let a webinar work. Because over 80% of them fail. That's just the statistics, the reality of it. And so you have all good intentions, but there is a recipe that works, that not only will generate the right people, but actually you can obtain, you can receive your goals too. Why you did this in the first place. So Cornell started.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right. And so we're going to get some of that Cornell knowledge today. So let's start with, you know, for my beginners that are eager, they're listening, they want to start their own webinar series. Break down for me, please, the first three essential tips.
Absolutely. So whenever I work with anyone or if I'm ever on podcast, I need you guys to leave with tangible, workable items. And that's exactly how I'm going to break it down. So the very first thing that you need to think about, what is your objective? Why are you creating this webinar? Is it to generate new clients? Is it to educate your already existing clients? Or is it to tap into a new industry? Or there are so many goals that you can tap into. So one of the things that I challenge clients with is, why are you actually creating this to begin with? Because that is going to lead into number two, which is simply, let's talk about what you're going to talk about, right? What are the actual topics? So, and what I mean by that, it needs to be extremely granular, where you can't just say, I'm going to talk about real estate. That's super, super general. You have to get extremely specific about the topic. And it all reverts back to your mission and your goal of what you want your outcome to be. Because if you're talking about mortgage rates, and your ultimate goal is to get new clients, are you really going to get new clients talking about mortgage rates? Probably not. Which leads me to my third point. Let's create a plan to monetize. There are so many amazing ways to monetize your webinars now. Oh my gosh, I get so excited about this, because if you're going to spend time, if you're going to spend time talking about a topic and you're going to spend money on creating this product, you need to create a process that's going to monetize it for you. And I go into this in detail in so many other areas. So please let me know if you'd like me to elaborate a little more on any specific topic. But those are the really big three points. If you're getting started, that's where I would recommend.
To recap, you know, what's your objective is the why is the first. What are you going to talk about? Number two is like the content, right? And then three is the creating a plan to monetize. So can you tell me a little bit more on, you know, creating a plan to monetize? How does that work?
So I was working with a real estate agent here in Dallas, Texas, who wanted to tap into her desire to want to work with athletes. All right. She was an athlete in college. She's like, I love working with them. I speak their language. No idea how to get them as clientele. So we created a webinar series. Her goal, her outcome was, I want to tap into a new type of clientele. All right. What is that clientele? That clientele are athletes. All right. Well, topic aside, who works with athletes outside of real estate? She contacted private equity companies that invest in athletic facilities. She's contacted store owners that have athletes as customers. She's contacted, what was another third tier that was so specific? So basically the goal is to bring in other people into your webinar series that are going to bring their clientele to you. Meaning, you have word of mouth validation that you are credible from someone who's already working with them, as one example as how to monetize. And another one is, I think something that's overlooked a lot of times in the monetization piece is, if you are mentioning anything in your podcast or anything in your webinar that can generate residual income for you, if you're talking about a technology, if you're talking about a private equity firm, if you're talking about a bank, there are affiliate programs for everything now. Anytime you mention them and they have that link tracked back to you, you should be getting residual affiliate money into your pocket. So, and there's also a strategy and a roadmap on how to actually do that that fits right for you, where you don't feel like you're trying to shove a square peg into a round hole, because sometimes
sure.
it can feel like, I guess the term is ick, right? You don't want to feel ick when you're doing this. You want to feel like it's organic to you. That's why it's so essential you know what your goal is, because if you're achieving your goal, everything else is going to flow and make sense. So
I love that. Love that. So let's keep this going, Olivia. What, for those looking to set up their own webinars, what tools or resources would you suggest for the creation and hosting process?
Absolutely. Okay. So your technology is your asset. I call them your minions. This is something that needs to work, that needs to work for you. All right. I personally use Zoom webinars. And it's something that I personally like, one, because it's only $10 a month. All right. And number two, you're able to have a question moderator. What I mean by that, any technology that you choose, I don't care if you use Zoom or you use Cisco WebEx, whatever you desire to choose, it needs to be able to do a couple things for you. While you are presenting, or you have two people presenting on the webinar, talking, showing a PowerPoint, whatever it may be, however you want to structure your webinar, you need to have someone else monitoring the questions that are coming in, okay? Creating a conversation while you're talking. Most adult learners tap out after 5 minutes of listening to anything, because that's usually when they start to glaze over, unless you are actively engaged. The person is asking you questions, posing things that are of interest to you. So as the person running the webinar, make sure you have someone who's operating. The second thing is you want to make sure that whatever you choose, this is so silly and simple, but you need to make sure that you're recording it. Okay. So I like to make sure, if you create one webinar, at a minimum, it should last you 2 years before you have to create a new webinar on said topic. What I mean by that is you need to record it, not just on your computer while you're talking, but also record it as you're talking to it, because you are going to be able to get clips of content, clips of everything. So, and there's also another really cool recording device too. I personally use Audacity to record me verbally while I'm on any podcast, any webinar. Record your audio, because it's something that could be used in other areas of your career down the line. So you just never know. So technology-wise is one piece. But you also want to be able to have files to capture this information. And Zoom, or any type of technology for webinars, the file size is so big. You're not sending that in an email or a newsletter. You need to invest in a video and or audio system, whether that be where you house your podcasts, if you have one, or I personally use Vimeo. I think that's how you pronounce it. Vimeo. And yeah, it's something that can house all your videos. You can send this link in an email to someone, which I love to do. It's like, you know, I was on this podcast, I think there may be a couple of things that you may pick out of. Boom, send. It's an easy touch point for a client maybe you haven't spoken to in 5 years.
Sure. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not heard of Audacity. So we have a lot of great third-party affiliates to take your learning to, you know, to tag after this and make sure we're engaging with them. Okay, I love that. So technology works for you. We're talking about Zoom webinars, which is an important distinction as, you know, webinars versus Zoom meetings, which is what most people, you know, when they start on Zoom, get into. And obviously the webinar has a lot of different features in terms of, you know, not seeing the audience and just additional host controls that you're describing. And then record as you record, Audacity to, was it to transcribe? And Vimeo to house and share your content. So I hope you guys are following along. There are some great tips from Olivia today. So my next question for you, Olivia, is how can beginners effectively promote their webinars, especially those that may have a small audience? So like, what strategies do you recommend to those listeners?
So the thing is, there's only three ways of generating traffic for your webinar. My personal favorite is to borrow it. So we'll start there. So there, you can borrow it, you can buy it, or you can build it. Everything that you're doing, you're building it. and having an existing email list, an existing client list. My favorite way to generate new clientele, new attention, is to borrow it. And what I mean by that is talk to your network. Your network is your net worth. Share with your family and friends first. They may not be as receptive, but that's where it comes into tapping into your goal. Who are you looking to reach? So for me, I can use a live example. When I was working with a 3D imaging company, their goal was to become the most admirable 3D company in the world. But the missing element is that they needed to educate their potential clients on what they were actually doing. A really big thing with webinars is you have an opportunity to share wisdom. And if you feel like you want to learn and share wisdom, it doesn't have to come from you. You can actually bring in experts. That's where I would say if someone's brand new to this, I can use an example here. So if you have 20 clients, okay? You have 20 clients, lower number, but you like them, they like you. And you say, you know what? Last time we were chatting, you were talking about, you know, your interest in X, Y, and Z. Do you have a background in that? You get a conversation going. Then you ask them, would you be willing to come on as an expert to talk about X, Y, and Z on my webinar series about that's in line with your goal? 9 times out of 10, I would almost say 10 times out of 10, they're going to say yes, because they also want to tap into your clientele. When you have a mutually beneficial relationship where you're both sharing clienteles, you're both co-collaborating, it's my favorite way to grab new attention. And it's done in an organic fashion. When you're buying it, your traffic is less organic, but you will have traffic. So there's this $87 course that I took several years ago, how to teach me how to run Facebook ads. So you don't even need to hire someone to do it for you. You can teach yourself how to run ads for your webinars. But the thing is that you want to borrow it in order to build it, because your list, your email list, your client list are lists you own, and a list that you're buying. You may attract the right people, but I would really push you towards building it. Go into stores, go into car dealerships, go into a plastic surgeon's office. Just talk to the people who you're interested in talking to and bring them in to the fold.
Love that. So we got borrow it, buy it, build it. The three B's. Tell me about monetization. What advice and creative monetization strategies do you suggest for our listeners out there that are starting with webinars?
I would start from the top of what do I want to talk about? And then I would literally plug into ChatGPT, write a list of companies with affiliate programs about said topic. Start there. For example, I have an affiliate with Flowdesk. So anytime I recommend Flowdesk to someone, I get a kickback if they sign up for Flowdesk to create their lead magnets, which leads me to this part of it. So lead magnets are something that you can create for free in order to generate buzz about your webinar. You want to give in order to receive, all right? So you want to leave your audience wanting more to actually purchase from you. So whatever topic you decide to talk about, I can use my own example. When I was promoting my Power Profit webinar blueprint, I had a lead magnet in order to generate emails, but I gave them a free giveaway. I gave them a checklist into how to start their webinar series. And then if they wanted more, they could purchase the actual blueprint. And then if they wanted more, they could hire me to work with them one-on-one. You have to think about it like this. I mean, everyone talks about a funnel, but how do you actually build one? It's starting with giving. What are you willing to give to your audience in order to capture?
Love that. Tell me, for our audience, they really want to take the plunge. They want to get into the webinars and they're sort of inspired by what they heard, but maybe they want some more handholding. I know you offer consulting services. So tell our listeners a little bit about sort of what that looks like, how that's structured, and what are the best ways to get in touch with you?
So basically, it's super simple. It's a couple of links to my personal website. I'm also, I didn't touch on this, but I'm also the COO of a company called the Divine Feminine Leader, which is a collective of 64. More information on that in a link. So a couple of ways to get into contact with me. You can reach out to me via email, which is just olivia@livwithluxury.com. I'll answer anyone's email. I love to batch emails. And then, or you can just simply go on my personal site, fill out an application if you wanted to work with me on a higher level one-on-one. Or if you want a little dabble into the webinar world, you're not really ready to make a full investment, I offer a blueprint that you can also check out and purchase for yourself. But I also love working with people one-on-one, because in one session, in one 90-minute session, I really like to break down exactly what you need to do to get your goal in line, bring in who you need to monetize, and also create something that's going to last you for years to come content-wise. So my goal, anytime I work with someone, whether it be individually, in a group setting, or in passing, I want you to leave feeling like you can actually accomplish what you want to be doing. And my results speak for themselves. I have clients that have taken their business to millions of dollars a month from starting with less than seven figures a month. Excuse me, less than four figures a month. And so it just really depends on what you're looking to achieve, because the framework that I teach you, whether it be in the blueprint for self application or individually with me, is going to create and create a new way to generate wealth for yourself and retain clients. So it's really up to you what fits your budget and your timeline.
I love that. And we'll definitely put all of the links and your contact information in the show notes. Just to recap then for our audience, this was a great cram session. So we talked about strategies for your webinars. 80% of them fail, but if you listen to Olivia and her tips, you'll be in the right 20%. Hopefully it's going to start by identifying your objective, the why, what are we going to talk about, creating a plan to monetize. You got to have the right tools and tech, like Olivia said, and then figure out how to promote, buy it, build it, borrow it, and finally, because somebody's got to pay the bills, get a plan to monetize it. So that was great, Olivia. Thank you for being here. Anything else that you want to add? Any final thoughts for our listeners before I let you go?
I think the last thing that I will say is that if you are nervous of starting a webinar series, don't be. Because if you do it the right way the first time, you are going to get results. And it's scary to start something new, but when you have the right plan, like, nothing can stop you. So I'll leave you guys with that.
That was amazing. We'll leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Olivia Steele on the Miami Real Estate Podcast. Thank you all for listening. You'll find her information in the show notes. Make sure to connect with Miami Real Estate Podcast and follow us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on social. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Until then, remember that here in Miami, the future is always bright. Take care, folks. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Omar.